visiting today with Governor Kevin Stitt. We were just talking about all of the things agriculture in Oklahoma and how really important it is that we do agriculture well in this state.
Oh, I mean, it's just the fabric of our state, 77,000 farms and ranches in the state of Oklahoma. It's just part of our fabric in the West, and just so happy to support it. So, yeah, both my grandparents are involved in it. My dad's involved in it, and so we want to keep that up. So,
and then what a great success story we had with Cattlemen's Congress again this year, record-breaking.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm so proud of Cattlemen's Congress. We stole it from Colorado. Largest cattle show in the country is now going to be located here in the Oklahoma City area every single year. We stole it from Colorado after they'd had it for over 100 years and reconstituted as Cattlemen's Congress. We had way more exhibitors this year. I can't remember, 8,000 or 9,000. Colorado tried to hold on to something, and they were down to like 2,000, which is awesome. Because, hey, here's the deal. I tell everybody, let's go to the states that are supporting our way of life, and let's stop using businesses and working with states that don't like us very much.
And what a great campaign. You've got the Oklahoma Youth Expo for all the Oklahoma kids, and you've got Cattlemen's Congress that brings in people from all over the world.
Yeah, oh, man. I mean, OYE, the cattle show there, the young people that get influence is so important. And then all the cattlemen's all over the world showing the different breeds. Yep. I mean, it just highlights Oklahoma. It just shows that Oklahoma's open for business, and I want to try to be top 10 at everything we do. You hear me talking about it. Cattle industry is something we're like number one at or number two at.
Absolutely, and we get that revenue, too, which also helps the state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Cattlemen's Congress, 17 days of hotels, restaurants filled. OYE is a huge part, and it's kind of part of the tradition. People spend their week's vacation and come here to the city and show and then promote. I had people tell me that I saved their family farms because showing was how they get their breeds out, how they make contacts. And when Colorado refused to let them have that show, we opened up our arms to that industry here in Oklahoma, and they didn't forget it, and so they've moved here permanently.
And you got an election coming up. What would you like the ag producers and basically the folks across the state of Oklahoma to really know why it's so important that you stand for ag?
Well, number one, it's just who I am. It's who my family is. It's the fabric of Oklahoma. I tell people, you know, our rural communities are really the fabric. That is the conservative part of our state. It's not some of the city centers that can kind of drift away from, you know, our God and country and family values that we hold so dearly as Oklahomans. And so, yeah, I'm going to continue to stand with ag. I'm going to continue to stand with what's best for all 4 million Oklahomans. And hopefully Oklahomans will give me 4 more years to serve as their governor. And they've been proud of how we've kept our state open. How we've got the largest savings account right now in our state history, lowest unemployment we've ever had. So just booming in Oklahoma, and I just couldn't be more thrilled. I cut taxes last year for every Oklahoman, every farmer, and so that's just important to me.